Chapter 1. Sergeant Matt Hale. Matt. Seated in the economy class on a cross-country flight, the man repeated his name silently, trying to impress it on his mind. His head pounded. The military doctors told him the constant headache was caused by the roadside bombing, but he thought maybe the pain was a result of trying to make anything stick to the whirling blackness inside his brain. Amnesia. He stared out the window into the darkness and wished he could see more than occasional lights miles below. Something to focus on besides the seat in front of his and the fact that he'd lost his memory, his sense of self. At least the landscape had some flickering lights. Inside his brain, there was hardly that. The docs hadn't been able to tell him when his memory would return. He got snatches of things. Two young boys laughing wildly atop a huge round hay bale. Himself? Then who was the other boy? Another time he'd seen an image of a young girl hugging a kitten, tears standing in her eyes. He had no idea who she was. The military was sending him home to North Texas. The Triple H Ranch. HHH. Hail, hail, hail. Other than the doctors, there'd been little traffic to his private hospital room. He'd only been visited by one soldier who had seemed to be a friend, a guy in fatigues about his own age. How old was that, anyway? Mid-20s? Jimmy had told him he had a sister and brother back home, but not much more. The docs had interrupted the meeting, and at the time, Matt hadn't minded a bit. It had been everything he could do to stay awake through the pounding pain. He should have asked Jimmy more questions. Home. He didn't know what it felt like, not with the yawning emptiness inside him. Did he have a girlfriend? A house? A dog? The airplane shuddered and groaned, and the man's anxiety spiked. His stomach was a tight ball of nerves, but did he hate flying, or was this feeling simply a result of not knowing anything about himself, not knowing where he was going, not knowing what he was walking into? He made himself look at his reflection in the scratched safety plastic of the oval window. Who was he? The dark hair, cut military short, the dark eyes, the crags in his face, the scruff at his jaw. None of his features gave any answers. He didn't recognize the guy he saw in the reflection.